AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hurricane Milton is a Category 5 storm again, with winds of 165 miles per hour, on track to make landfall tomorrow night. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan on the potential storm surge.
10 to 15 feet, so that's well above the height of any person, up to the above a one to even getting into the second story of a building. And it's not just the water. It's not going to be filling up like a bathtub. This is water that's going to violently be pushed onshore from the Gulf of Mexico with destructive wave action on top of it.
Donahue has more.
Just where Milton reaches land is still unclear.
Almost every place on the west coast of Florida could get major storm surge.
Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida is strong enough to handle two storms in 2 weeks. Outside Tampa, Stephanie Grover Brock is patiently waiting for gas in case her family has to evacuate.
It's very anxious. It gets you a little nervous and just the unknown is something that I don't do good with.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says if anyone defies an evacuation order, good luck.
Say you're in a single-story home, 12 feet is above that house. So if you're in it, you know, basically that's the coffin that you're in.
Tampa Bay has not been hit directly by a major hurricane since 1921. I'm Ed Donahue.
The FBI has arrested an Afghan man for allegedly plotting an Election Day attack. Officials say the man lives in Oklahoma City and was inspired by the Islamic State group. Meantime, the head of the UK's domestic intelligence agency says Britain has seen a staggering rise in attempts at assassination, sabotage, and other crimes backed by Russia and Iran. MI5 Chief Ken McCollum.
As Iranian state actors make extensive use of criminals as proxies. The more eye-catching shift this year has been Russian state actors turning to proxies for their dirty work, including private intelligence operatives, and criminals from both the UK and third countries.
On Wall Street, a rebound for stocks as oil prices dropped. This is AP News. One of the most charismatic pitchers in baseball, Louis Tiant, has died. Ed Donahue has a look at his career.
The Cuban-born pitcher with a horseshoe mustache and mesmerizing windup played for a number of teams, most notably the Boston Red Sox in the 1970s. The team made the World Series in 1975. Tiant was known as El Tiante.
I never know I'm going to come into this country.
He told the AP in 2020 it all started when he got out of Cuba.
I never know I'm going to pitch in that many years. I'm going to win all those games.
And when he entered the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2000, catcher Carlton Fisk mentioned the guy he had the most fun playing with was
Louis Tiant, the best and most colorful pitcher I've ever caught, and the best and the most colorful ever, I think, in a Red Sox uniform.
The Red Sox confirmed Louis Tiant died at his home in Maine. He was 83. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.